The main message is that we obviously want everybody to go out and enjoy celebrating the festive season, but urge people at the same time to just take some basic simple steps to help themselves stay safe during their night out.
Are people getting into trouble then?
As I'm sure, unfortunately, that you know, there are individuals out there who will take advantage occasionally of people who get intoxicated when they become vulnerable. And so it's important that people who go out drinking and enjoy themselves make sure they don't drink to the extent that they become vulnerable and put themselves at risk. At the end of the evening, you know, people have had a good time. They're high on their celebrations, enjoying the Christmas festivities. They've had a few drinks, and they tend to let their guard down, perhaps. And we just want to warn people to be careful in that situation and to make sure that they're safe. Stay with a friend. You know, don't go off wandering alone. Don't try and walk home through the, you know, shortcuts on their own. But stay with friends or get a taxi and make sure that they know how to get home properly.
And you talk about these people that are looking to take advantage. Do you think they're planning this before they go out for a night, or do you think they're just kind of seeing an opportunity and thinking, OK, I'm going to take advantage here?
Yeah, we've got no evidence to say that this is a planned incident or planned attacks. It's just, I think, a case of people see that opportunity, as you say, and you know, take the opportunity, unfortunately, when it's presented to them.
Probably because they're intoxicated themselves, I'd imagine. People doing things that they perhaps wouldn't normally do.
Absolutely, and in fact, I would send the message out, you know, in two forms, really, to people to be safe and, you know, don't become a victim of crime, but also, you know, be safe and don't do something that you would later regret that will impact not only on you but on other people's lives as well.
So how can people try and protect themselves? Because obviously you don't want to stop people having a good time.
No, of course. As I say, stay with friends if you're out in a group. Don't leave your friend alone if they've become intoxicated. Make sure that they get home. In Bournemouth, for instance, there is a safe bus which is staffed by police and volunteers and staff from the ambulance service as well, open from 10 o'clock on weekends up to Christmas. And that's located at Horseshoe Common. And anybody that's injured or lost or drunk and find themselves feeling very vulnerable can go along to that safe bus and be taken care of.
Should you be having to do all this, though, because of people, you know, drinking too much and losing control of themselves? It's huge pressure on the police.
Well, it's a pressure on the whole of society, isn't it? And we all like to go out and enjoy ourselves, particularly at the Christmas period. And it's just something that, you know, we at Dorset Police take very seriously. We're committed to protecting vulnerable people and ensuring that we bring offenders to justice as well.